This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode of the Market Mondays World Tour is brought to you with limited interruption by Ally.
For the unforgettable moments you save for. We're all better off with an Ally. Like a bird in the sky, just fly away.
I deserve to be happy? No. We're gonna do this with some energy. I deserve to be happy? Yes. I deserve to be rich? I deserve to be wealthy? I deserve to be free. If I made you money, can I get a hell yeah? Let's get to it.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, we're not going to act like it's an everyday thing to do a show in Ghana, man. It's
outdoors.
First time, I think, ever in history. So then once again, we don't take this for granted. So before we start the show, we want to thank Treehouse. We want to thank the owners. Absolutely. We want to thank all our help that's been on the ground. The hospitality has been amazing since we arrived. And you know, that's something that is extremely helpful and beneficial for us coming from, you know, a different country. So thank you to all of our brothers and sisters on the continent that have assisted us for a long time putting this together. And thank you to AB. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to the whole team, man. It takes a lot to put this type of event together. So before we start, we definitely wanted to, you know, acknowledge the people.
Yeah, please clap it up for them. And we don't get here without the financing to get here. So again, I want to shout out Ally. Yeah, they've been one of the companies that's believed in us from the beginning and understood the importance of financial education, from the initiative in financial solutions to being the company that's relentlessly focused on doing it right. And if y'all have watched Market Monies for the past 3 years, you know that they've been rocking with us. Before anybody even was paying attention, Ally wasn't paying attention, so we want to give them a huge shout out. And so you know how this goes, man. Shout out to them. And if you want to get with Ally, head over to ally.com. Shout out to them again.
Shout out to Ally.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this. So, Ian.
Yes.
I want to get your opinion and Troy chime in as too.
Yes, let's do it.
You know, a lot of people here want to make money. Everybody here wants
y'all here to make money or no?
So what's the number one sector that you're most excited about for 2024 and why?
Hands down is technology, and if a second one, healthcare. Here's why. Tech is going to run the landscape for the next 15 years. I'm begging everyone here, if you thought 2023 was great, hit new highs, 2024 will be even better. And let's be honest, we all have iPhone. We're all on our phones all day. The number one sector that's going to make you the most money over the next 10 or 15 years, hands down, is tech. Any of you invested in Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA, AMD, right? You up this year or no?
Way up.
So as the decade progresses, and let's say if we have a change in leadership in the White House over the next 4 to 8 years, you're going to see them have more control in the United States of America. And as a result, those companies should go up 500 to 800% over the next 8 to 9 years.
So let's talk about some companies. Oh. Let's give them.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
I'm going to go, man. I'm with you. I'm going to go even more, right? So we talked about technology as a sector. I'm going to go a little bit deeper to dive inside of technology. Love semis, but I love everything in the AI ecosystem. And I think that's the best way to pull it, the AI ecosystem.
Yeah.
Because most people know OpenAI. They know ChatGPT. They know some of these programs. But companies are being built and companies are being altered in order to make profit. So we talked about HubSpot, right? We talked about CRMs and we talked about Salesforce. I'm going to give you two companies.
Write these down.
That I'm definitely going to have on my list and you should have on yours. The first one is Cloudflare. So the ticker is NET.
Yeah.
And so what does Cloudflare do? This is very important, right? So if you ever go into OpenAI, and y'all probably do it all the time, you know when you try to verify something and they tell you if there's a bicycle in the picture, click the picture.
Click these buttons.
Right. These are security measures, right? And you never know who's the company that's doing it. Cloudflare is the company that's doing it. So Cloudflare is definitely on my watch list. The ticker, again, is NET. And my second one, and probably my favorite outside of HubSpot, which was incredible this year, is going to be ASML. ASML.
Write that down.
And why are they so important? Because, yes, NVIDIA went up 237% this year. Incredible. AMD is we're starting to see as a competitor in that space, trying to be a cheaper alternative to what NVIDIA has done. Great. But they don't manufacture their chips, right? They design chips, but they don't manufacture. And so what does ASML do? They're the ones that manufacture the chips for all these companies. They're a Swedish company. And so if we have an influx of AI and we know that the chips are going to be needed, it's great to design them, but the company that's actually going to be making them becomes super important. And what's the key about ASML is they're the only company in the world, only company in the world that can design the graphic chips for NVIDIA and AMD because they have the technology. So those are two, when I talk about the AI ecosystem that I'm looking at, that are definitely on the watch list for 2020.
Cloudflare, we met the CEO.
I was going to say that. We met him randomly. We're in Davos, and we were at a party. And you called me over and said, Troy, I want you to meet this guy. This is the CEO. His company's called Cloudflare. It's the first time I've even heard of it, right? I was like, okay, this is great. And then I'm doing the research and I'm watching the company and they're up 86% this year, which is great, and we'll get into that later, but there's still so much room to grow, right? So if we're talking about AI and it's on the forefront of every conversation when it comes to investing, that we need to look at the infrastructure that's being built around it, whether it be from companies in the security space, so Cloudflare or CrowdStrike or Zscaler. These companies are the ones that we have to watch rather than saying, all right, NVIDIA is up 230%, it's left the building. No, there's companies that you can invest in that are going to benefit from all of this.
And here's the thing. Every decade, they have a sector that they push to be number one. So like in 05 to 08, it was all social media. We've gotten all the games from social media. The era that we are in now is AI. So Apple, Microsoft, of course, NVIDIA, AMD. We ran into the CEO of Visa at the White House a couple weeks ago.
This is true.
Write this down. Visa would be pretty big. And Amazon is going to do incredibly well over these next few years. But now you're going to see Amazon push forward, and the government is going to help. Here's how. For the first time in history, they changed the definition of recession so that the money flow wouldn't stop, so they can push the new industry that they want to push. Keep your eyes on how often NVIDIA, AMD, Apple, Microsoft, Tesla is at the White House. It'll tell you how much they're going to go up. But I think NVIDIA should push up another 100% next year.
Yeah.
And in like 4 or 5 years, you should be up 500 or 600%.
Yeah, and the conditions are showing that, right? Like if we're talking about interest rates being risen, we know that that affects disproportionately tech companies, right? When we talk about the cost of labor, the cost to produce technology, it costs more. But when we hear the Fed talking about dropping interest rates 3 times throughout the year, well, that means that the environment is going to change. This is now a sector that, yeah, we had a great 2023, but it also looks very optimistic for 2024.
Because if you're president, you can't have interest rates go up high and the money goes down low, right? Ladies, like if your man money keep going down year over year after 4 years, at some point you're going to need a new man, right? The president is the financial father or leader of the country. If he's not providing great gains, he has to go. They're going to make sure going into this election that those rates are lower.
And I want to even back up a little bit because we usually do this, but I want to just say why investing is even important.
Yeah.
Everybody here, I'm sure they probably already watched Market Mondays, but I think it's still important to drill it home as far as you're never going to be able to get rich or financially secure by just working a job.
Yeah.
Unless your job is like, you know, a professional football player or something like that, right? Yeah. But for the most part, the idea that work harder and you're going to make more money is something that's not going to work for you, right? Yeah. So I want you to talk about, like, you know, some of these companies, like, what's the return on Walmart? What's the return on Apple? So they could just kind of visually see it for a 20-year time frame. It's like, you know, this is extremely important.
Yeah.
The only way that you'll ever be able to have freedom is if your money is working for you, right? And you know what's crazy? Jeezy actually said this, and it was very insightful. He was like, it was a room full of people, and he was like, who's your hardest working employee? And some people was like, you know, my accountant or my assistant or myself, I'm my hardest working employee. He's like, everybody answered it incorrectly. If your hardest working employee is not your money,
big fact,
then you're not doing something correctly.
Yep.
Your money has to work harder for you than anybody else. The money has to work 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
So I want you to kind of, you know, crystallize that. You can pick whatever companies. I know you know a lot of the returns 20, 30 years ago as of where they are now.
I mean, if you look at companies like Monster, some of them are up. Monster is up 50,000% since inception. Like, you ever heard that investing is boring? So they'll push you to options or let's say trading. We'll talk about a lot that tonight. But like Apple, since the beginning of the company has been founded, is up 338,000%. 10 grand back then would have turned into 35 million. I don't know about you, but I have some cousins and family members who was in the street that had 10 grand that I wish they would have pushed that into Apple so we can break down that 35 million together. We're the only community on earth that they tell investing is boring and they'll push us into industries that will cause us to risk our life or we won't get that much money out of it. The music industry, the entertainment industry. Meanwhile, fortunes have been made here by the same products that we use every day, that they use our capital and our clout, being African Americans and Africans, to make their companies more profitable. So that's the reason why you have to invest. And also, too, inflation has gone up higher and quicker than I've ever seen in life. Some food costs have doubled or tripled in some cases. New York rent, insane. I'm hearing apartments here are getting a little bit pricier. If you do not have your money work for you, the government and powers that be are going to make sure that your dollar is not worth as much so that they can control you. The number one hedge fund on earth has a plan to be the landlord to every continent on earth. If you do not invest enough, in 5 or 10 years, we'll end up being a permanent underclass, and we have to 2053 as blacks to settle that score. And if we don't move faster as a collective, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's our only way to freedom. right? When we talk about freedom, we talk about the word leisure. Investing is the only way to get to that point. And the reason why it's so important is because it's the one thing that nobody teaches us, right? Like, I come from education where never was there a conversation about finance. Was there a conversation about real estate? Was there questions or answers about how do I do my taxes? None of these things are ever brought up, even to the point of student loan, right? So, like, when you think about that, that's done very intentionally. It keeps a class of citizens at a very uneducated pace.
By design.
By design, so that there's people that will always be educated and always take advantage, right? There's always predators and prey, right? So if you're not financial predator, then you're the prey.
Definitely a prey.
And so our job, and that's the reason why it's important that we had Market Mondays tour throughout three different continents, was to say, look, we got some information, we want to educate, but we want to get as many people at a younger age so that when they are able to apply it and use the information to their advantage, they're going to be so further ahead. But it doesn't stop with just the people who come. They got to go back to their neighborhood, give the information out. Because one thing we know for sure, it's not being taught in schools where we're at, and I doubt that it's being taught in schools here. So that's the importance of it.
I always say, is it better to have you working hard for your money or having Tim Cook or Elon Musk? Who's the better CEO, you or Tim Cook? So if you put your money into Apple, you're having the best CEO in the world work on your behalf 24 hours a day. Listen, they sold the same phone since 07, updated the software, and we still buy it. If you want to be a part of a legal cartel, Apple's the best way to go.
So it's an international crowd, too. I know people from London here. I know people from the continent is here. I know people from different parts of the world. Cryptocurrency. Mm. Let's talk about crypto. That's something that's a universal situation. Even if they tried to ban crypto, you can't ban it.
Can't ban it.
So what's your thoughts on crypto, Bitcoin in 2024? It's a lot of regulation, but, you know, it's still a lot of speculation as well.
I think as soon as we got into an industry and we began telling each other in rooms like this, I don't know if you guys know, a lot of people don't like that this is happening tonight. So as soon as Bitcoin got popular and we began to get into it, all of a sudden it got demonized by every bank and every hedge fund on earth. While they were buying it in London, now they're about to make an ETF out of it, which will probably produce the highest return out of any index fund or ETF in history. Anytime they start telling black people at scale this investment is not good, it's usually a good sign that it's going to go up and they want to price us out of it. So 2024, if we look at returns all time, Bitcoin has performed the best. 2024 would be an amazing year. Like, Bitcoin probably should do on a low-end 70% return.
Yeah, we talked about it. When you looked at asset classes over the past 10 years, it's number 8, right? Gold is number 1, but Bitcoin is number 8. Think about that when you talk about market cap. But 2024 specifically is important because if you know Bitcoin and you understand cryptocurrency, you know that it moves in fours, right? So that 4-year cycle of Bitcoin after a halving event is very important. Yeah. So 2023 was year 3, and we saw a 123% increase, which is incredible. But year 4 is usually the best year. And absolutely, so I know the halving event is happening somewhere around April or May. And so we've seen the increase. We watched it. We had a guy on our show say that it was going to go to 20,000.
Yep.
It did. We watched it get to 30. We watched it get up to 35. And now it's kind of in that range where it's steadily increasing and decreasing, yep, but it's holding in this 30 to 35 range. The predictions, if it does 100%, now you're at 60,000, right? So when you hear people talking about Bitcoin's going to go to 100,000, this is what they're talking about. They're talking about that life cycle of that 4 years. Yep. Every 4 years, it has its best performance. 2024 is going to be that year. So if you're not investing in it, be a good time, right? Yes. But what we always talk about is risk management, right? So we want to make sure that your whole portfolio is not in Bitcoin, right? It's a volatile asset. Should you have some in there?
Absolutely.
I would say yes, right? If we're talking about it's the number one return over the past 10 years of any company,
yep,
on the earth. So if you had some money in there, better than having none.
20-25% is a good ratio.
Take it.
And also, too, like, we have to look at Bitcoin as like the new version of tech. So back in the day, you want to value stocks, things that grew 7-12%. But then Bitcoin began outpacing that, and that became a threat to the banking establishment. So you have to have some exposure there. If it gets back to 25,000, I will load the boat. 28,000, I will load the boat. Hold for 3 or 4 years, and you'll be incredibly happy.
And then, of course, you got Ethereum, you got Solana, you got XRP, a variety of other different options as well.
Yeah, as soon as Bitcoin rises, we know how this market goes, right? If Bitcoin has any type of ascension, we're going to start seeing those other altcoins, Ethereum probably be the number one benefactor, Solana, we talked about Stellar, Polygon, all, the whole space kind of moves, right? Its dominance has waned. We remember when it was 68% of the entire space. Yep. It's come down to about 44, but that's still nearly 50% of the entire space. And so as Bitcoin rises, you'll start to see some of these altcoins as well.
A simple secret, write this down. Hold every investment for at least 8 years. That takes away a lot of the fear, FOMO. Like, even if you're listening to CNBC, MSNBC, they're not telling you what to do that is going to make you the richest. They're telling you what to do to keep you glued to the TV. So even in 2016, when it had that drop, it came down to 16,000 at one point. A lot of people got shaken out, and now they hate that they missed out. When things are at a low, accumulate a lot so you can be financially free and hold everything for 8 years, and you'll be good. 99% of investment problems go away if you hold for an 8-year period, and most hedge funds are holding for 7.
So how many people have never invested before? It got to be more than one person. But
Come on, let's keep it real.
Shout out to her.
But let's. Because I don't want to skip over anybody. For people that are just starting to invest, right, for 2024, what's some advice for people that might be new? Even if they made some investments, they're still kind of new.
Number one, decide how much money you're going to put into your account every month to invest. Before you pay your bills, before you go on dates and go on a vibe, you have to decide how much you're going to put in. Number two, decide what's your financial freedom number. A lot of times we don't put enough in because we don't know how much money we need to actually be free. Do you know how much money you need to be free in your personal life? We need to see more hands go up.
Abdul said, yeah.
And number three, pick 4 companies and 4 cryptocurrencies that you are going to be faithful to and invest in for the next 10 years. So I always say VOO, VTI, Apple, Microsoft, and then pair them with 4 crypto, hold for 8 years. But before, like, think during COVID, when the world was falling apart, for all of you who pay bills on time who have a great credit score, did any companies come to you and say, you've been paying me faithfully for 5 years, I'm going to give you a year off?
Not one.
They did not give a damn. So the most important thing you have to do in your household, if you want the freedom as interest rates go up, as inflation goes up, as they try to make this wealth gap too wide to close, is pick the 4 that you're going to invest in, pick the amount that you're going to put in every month, and buy the same ones over and over again.
Yeah. I think the biggest mistake is time in the market. People are still trying to time the market, right? Like, I had a conversation, and I won't say Bam's name out loud, but I will say Bam's name out loud. And I'm talking about some of the stocks we're looking at for 2024, and he was like, somebody he had sent some of the information to was like, well, those companies have already run up. It's too late. I'm like, well, if you're looking at the one-year chart, right, yeah, they might have gone up 50%. But if you look at a 5-year chart, they're probably only going up 4%. The reason that we're not timing it and we're finding good companies to invest in at good times, right, and when we look at our charts and we do all of our research, is because we're investing for a 5 to 10 year period. We're not looking at, hey, can I make 10% next month? I'm looking at it from the long term, right? Because as an investor, I know when I put my money in, right, it's because I've made a sound decision, I've mitigated some risk, but I want to hold for the long term. And so, yeah, if a company went up 80% this year, should it shy me away from it? Yeah, I might be hesitant, but I want to look at the overall picture before I make a decision. So people trying to time it, I think, is a mistake as well.
And they always try to trick us by saying investing is boring. I know some of you hear 5 years and be like, man, fuck, I need to get rich way before then, right? NVIDIA is up 250% this year. AMD hit an all-time high today. Like, they're throwing the money in front of us and damn near begging us to invest in it, and we're still being afraid.
I think that's a perfect example, right? So people will hear 237% increase this year. 2024 is probably not a good time to invest in NVIDIA. Well, if you do the research and you look at what all the analysts are saying, they're saying that the price target is $700
next year. Powerhouse.
Right? We're at $494. So you're talking about nearly another 125% increase. Yeah. You take that anytime, but we'll look at it and say, you know what? It already went up. It's too late. I can't do it. While other people will say, all right, well, we'll wait for a slight pullback, which is going to happen. We'll see the volume come down usually around March to April, right? Well, we've seen it for the past 3 to 4 years.
Yep.
They're going to say, all right, well, this is the time I'm going to load it, and they're going to watch that rise go to 600, and people are going to sit on the sideline and say, damn, it's at 600? Nah, it's too late.
Any of you fellas watch the NBA? If you can buy into the NBA team, you pick one, for $20,000, would you do so? NVIDIA is worth more than three MBAs. So why not put your capital there while they are becoming the most dominant company on earth right now? Like all the chips for Tesla and all the companies that we love, they are powering. So I know it may seem like investing is boring, but I'm telling you, like for me personally, my kid's eight. I had my son's college paid for by the time he was five by investing in companies like these. They make it seem like it's so hard when everyone in here black sets the bar for what brand is amazing or not. What's the number one phone company in the world? What's the number one electronic vehicle company in the world? Got a great group of investors here already. You just got to put your money in.
That's it.
Sure. Shout out to Abdul in the building, man. That's our guy. Head of Afro Future. And I wanted to highlight him because that's important because he's...
Clap it up for him.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please. Now you got to stand up, bro.
I feel like this crowd might have went to that all white party yesterday because the energy I got.
A little down.
You gotta pick that energy up, man.
Oh, that whole section.
That's a fact.
You need y'all to pass some drinks out or something? What y'all
that's
need?
That's a fact. Shots for everybody, man. We gotta turn this up.
Yeah, a little bit.
But Abdul, you know, we met him. He runs Afro Future. And he's been tremendously helpful in putting us together with a variety of different people. And that's how you gotta do it. That's the real cheat code if you wanna get rich. You gotta support your friend's brand like it's your brand and vice versa. So we're going to support what he's doing. He's supporting what we're doing. And absolutely. I don't think that people fully understand the power of that, right? It's like you can't get rich being selfish.
Absolutely.
The only way that you can really grow and scale is to actually help people.
Yeah.
So when somebody helps you, then, you know, I think it's important for you to try to help them in return. But I just wanted to highlight that because I saw him. And that's a real life example. We're on a different continent.
Yeah.
Right? We're on a different continent. But this is somebody that we built a relationship with. So if we can do cross-continental business and relationships, this is what you're seeing in real time. You come to Market Mondays to get information about stocks and investing, all right, but you watch the YouTube. You really should come to these different locations all across the world to meet people, to get inspired, to catch a vibe, to figure out a play.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what you really should be doing. So it's cool. We're going to be partying this whole week. I know you're going to be partying, but at the end of the party, that's just going to cost you money. That's it.
Big facts.
But when you actually meet somebody, you never know what that relationship is. And we're going to just introduce somebody in a couple minutes that comes through a relationship. Ian, this comes through a relationship. We made millions of dollars off of relationships.
Yeah.
So never underestimate the power of introducing yourself to somebody, add value to their life. It could literally change your life.
And there's no money in competition and ego. Like, look at it like this. Apple, Google, and Microsoft are competitors, right? But they all give each other tens of billions of dollars per year together, and they really have only been separate because if they came together, they would be forced to be a monopoly, and they'll never let that happen. Yeah. So if I do business with Ty does business with Troy does business with Chris, how much money can we make together? I want everyone to look around, and before tonight, I want you to pick one partner that you're going to partner with on investing for 2024. Yeah. Ladies, before he try and buy you a drink, should make him show that Robin Hood. Yeah, man, I'm hating. Show that account then. Yeah, you want to come out here and slide on something, slide that account, right? But all the money is in collaboration.
Trust me, man. It's a fact. Nah, it's a fact. And people, it happens and nobody even pays attention to it, right? But if you go on your Apple phone right now, your number one search engine is Google. Google pays $30 million a year to be the number one search engine on there. When we talk about word processors, right? Apple tried Pages, but Office is the number one that's used. They're working together seamlessly. We never look at them like, oh, they're competition or they're against each other. Yeah, they're number one and two in respective in market cap. But, yo, we make more money by collaborating.
Absolutely.
And that's the mission, man. So, yes, shout out to Abdul, support his party, and support him in anything he does, right? Because without him in Afro Future, you know, the word, the country of coming to, the idea of coming to Ghana wouldn't have been as big, I would say, from my opinion, if they hadn't come and done it and allowed us to be here. So shout out to him again.
Clap it up for him.
For sure. So he's actually from the Bronx.
Shout out to Bronx. Shout out to Burnside. Shout out to Burnside. You know I know. Shout out to Burnside.
That's a fact. Okay, so Ian, how do you identify undervalued stock in a market that seems overpriced?
There's two sites I'll talk about later, but I'll give them to you now. One, write this down. That's DataRoma.com. DataRoma.com. The other one is HoldingsChannel.com. So these tell you all the super investors, big hedge funds, what they're buying in real time. And look for the companies 20 through 50.
What's that again?
DataRoma.com and HoldingsChannel.com. So it'll tell you every big investor. So like if Buffett buys into AMD, you will see it on DataRoma first. So look for the stocks 20 through 50 that big investors are buying in. That's how I knew NVIDIA was starting to bubble because of a bunch of investors were starting to pile in. Look at those two sites, and that'll be able to tell you how to find an undervalued stock. And if Nancy Pelosi puts some money into it, oh, baby, you better throw all your motherfucking coins into that with her. Nancy is the indicator. So shout out to Queen Nancy.
Nancy just put some money in NVIDIA, so shout out to her.
Big fact.
She just put $5 million into NVIDIA, Cole.
Her biggest investment yet to date. Yes. But talk about, and we when we talk about big fish, little fish, right? You said when we see Warren Buffett, we see Pelosi. Talk about institutional investing versus retail investing and why we should follow that.
The reason why, because all the players with the most money set the bar for what's going to happen. Like even when they go to the White House, I won't say what companies we saw with CEO. They're going to have a great year, but they go build relationship first, collaboration again, and then the value of the stock goes up. Notice as soon as Elon started beefing with Biden in the White House, the value of Tesla stock went down dramatically when it was a darling 2 years ago. So when you want to see where all the big people are putting their money, because they're telling you ahead of time, this is going to be the next thing, right? So like if Jay-Z puts his arm around a rapper, you're going to be like, okay, he's up next. It's the same thing in investing. When you see the biggest players on earth, especially BlackRock, especially Vanguard, especially if they're buying the same thing, you know that stock is going to soar over the next year.
So if, what's your wild card investment for 2024? You personally, if you had to like throw it up there, Hail Mary pass, what's your wild card?
In the crypto space, I would lean heavy on Solana. And then in the stock space, I would lean heavy on AMD. Either AMD is going to have to change their CEO or they're going to end up getting bought out. In the same fashion in which we saw OpenAI became the hottest thing on earth, the same thing that happens in the music industry happens in the stock world. Something gets incredibly hot and then they partner. So 50 was on fire. Dr. Dre, Eminem said, let me get him, right? OpenAI caught fire, became the best invention of last year. Microsoft said, hey, take some money real quick, but let me get 49%. So I think AMD, because of the how important the AI race is going to be next year, either is going to have to change CEOs or they get bought out, and that will send the stock rising up next year.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'll add to the Cloudflare. I already said HubSpot for 2023. But I think one of the big five, or the big seven that I think is going to have the biggest year is Google.
Google's going to dominate.
Yeah, I think I mean, I already called Amazon as one of my favorites of all time, but I think Google's in the perfect position when we talk about the liquid gold or the gold of this generation, which is data. Nobody has more, right? And they have it from different avenues, right? They have it from YouTube. They have it from the Google search. They have it from Google Play. And so you're collecting billions and billions and billions of pieces of information. Now when it comes into the AI, we already know that they have Bard. We already know that Deep Dive was something that they invested in before anyone was talking about AI. It was them. We know that Altman comes from that. So they've been at the cusp of AI from the beginning. They just haven't had the product or have had the innovation to say, this is ours, come over here. I think that changes in 2024. I think Google, if it can be a sleeper, I think that's the company that we should definitely, definitely be keeping an eye on.
Absolutely.
What's your top trading tip for 2024?
I don't normally say this, but I'll say it since we're here. Trading has become more difficult. You're going to see a lot more companies go under. You have to stop losing your stop losses as tightly in 2024. I can't tell you which company, but I talked to one 2 months ago. It was about 12,000 of us in Red Panda that came in at one time. The broker told me they don't want you guys to actively setting returns this high for African Americans. So you see a lot more stop loss hunting. So like if you have a stock that you buy it at 100, your stop loss is at 90, a lot of times they'll push the market down to 90 to get us out, and then it'll go up to 150. Put your stop at the bottom of the market of each day. If you're going long, write this down. And if you're shorting, put your stop at the high of the day if you're riding the market down. So that prevents you from getting stopped out prematurely over and over again so your trades can run. And for people that have done it at Red Panda, some of them are up 300% and 400% in the last 3 months doing that.
I think I just saw Maddie J. Is Maddie J in the building?
Maddie, where you at?
Maddie J. How did you pop up? Shout out to Maddie J. Shout out to Alex. Shout out to Neo. Shout out to all of our friends from Atlanta that's out here, man. We don't take that for granted for either, man. To come to a different continent to support your friends is something that's extremely underrated. Thank you guys for coming, man. We appreciate you, man.
I see Lex is in the building. What's going on, Lex? I saw Jazz. Houston's in the house.
Shout out to Chris Latt from our hometown.
That's Chris Latt, the home team.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.